Howdy, wrestling fans, and welcome to ReviewFix.com's WrestleMania 30 preview. Basically going to go through all the matches, let you know what we think. This was a show that could have obviously been a lot better had the company prepared over the last month, but instead they're kind of throwing pieces together and hoping that something sticks. There's a lot of matches on the card. Pretty much the entire roster is involved, which is basically what you want, but there's not a lot of tension. So, without further ado, let's start going through the card. AJ Lee has been an excellent Divas champion, but there's not a lot of competition there for her. So she's going to be defending her belt at WrestleMania 30 against essentially the entire Divas division, 13 Divas. If the WWE is smart, they have a little bit more fun here and kind of have Paige come out from NXT, make it a fair 14. It's going to be a mess of a match. There's really not too many good workers in the Divas division. And with all of them in the ring at once and one pinfall to the finish, don't expect anything longer than like 7 or 8 minutes. I expect Lee to hold on to her belt, but stranger things have happened before. Bottom line is she herself and Natty Neidhart are essentially the only Divas that are willing to and can work at an optimum level. These are the two that should have fought at WrestleMania. It didn't happen. So instead we get this hodgepodge of a match that's going to be a disaster. Speaking of disasters, we have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Sounds good on paper. People love Battle Royals, but it's kind of like the Royal Rumble, but doesn't mean anything. Yeah, let's get a trophy for the biggest mid-carder that, you know, wins his battle royal. And, I mean, Kali is in it, and Big Show, and Mark Henry, and Brodus Clay, some big guys. There's three missing spots. I'm guessing that one of them will be Rob Van Dam, because there's been rumors that he may come back. There's rumors that Jericho could come back, so the intrigue in this match is going to be who comes back to participate. So, this is going to take a big chunk of time. And it would have been so much better if they actually developed some of these guys and made us care about what they do in the Battle Royal. But instead, you have 30 mid-carders that no one really cares about in a Battle Royal. That means absolutely nothing. Yeah. A match that could end up meaning something is The Shield, United States Champion Dean Ambrose with Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns versus the New Age Outlaws and Kane. This feud has kind of breathed some light, some life into Kane, who was kind of floundering in that corporate role. The New Age Outlaws can still work. This is going to be a really fun match. A lot of things could happen here. You could have the Shield break up, somebody turns on somebody, goes corporate, but bottom line is the Shield are probably like the strongest babyface faction in wrestling today, so I don't expect that to change, and it's going to be a really good match between the young guard and the old guard. And just when you think the card seems to be shaping up, you have another disaster of a match. You have the four-team, eight-man, fatal four-way tag team match for the titles with Rybacksel, the Real Americans, Los Matadores, and the Usos. The Usos can work. The Real Americans are probably the best tag team in wrestling today. Curtis Axel and Ryback are solid, but Ryback is still just a huge liability in the ring, and Los Matadores are a joke. So this is going to be like a TNA-styled tag team match where a lot of cool things can happen in the ring. It'll be a really good kickoff match. It'll get the crowd into it. But as far as like making the tag team titles mean something again, that's not going to happen for a while. The Usos are good, but they're too facey. They don't have personalities. They do all their talking in the ring, and that's fine, but we need these guys to start cutting promos bottom line, it would have been so much better if they built up some heat between the real Americans and the Usos. But instead, again, another mess of a match. So, I know what you're thinking now. You're thinking, that's all the crap, right? Yeah, pretty much. The next four or five matches are pretty solid. John Cena versus Bray Wyatt is going to be a freaking balls-to-the-wall bomb-dropping affair. These two guys are going to beat the living crap out of each other. It's going to be high energy. The women are going to be screaming for John Cena, and the men are going to be screaming for Bray Wyatt to beat the crap out of John Cena. It's going to be a great match. Hopefully, Wyatt cuts some promo. Cena cuts him off, cuts some promo of his own. It's going to be a really good match. I expect Wyatt to win this clean and kind of push Cena to get a little bit of his old school swagger back. That hustle, loyalty, and respect thing is great. The kids love it, but I expect this to kind of be the wake-up call to kind of open the door for a more aggressive, less children-friendly John Cena. I've been wrong in the past, I'm probably wrong here, but that's what I would like to see. Speaking of balls to the wall, there's only one word that could describe The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. That match at WrestleMania 30, it's going to be stiff. Even though The Undertaker is an excellent worker and he doesn't particularly hurt anybody, I mean, Lesnar is stiff as they come. This is going to be a very, very rough match. The streak will not get broken, but Lesnar will push him farther to the limit than CM Punk did last year and the year before that. Notice last year, Undertaker was in a couple of matches leading up to WrestleMania. He wasn't in any this year, and for good reason. He's saving himself. This is going to be one of those matches where people look back and say, this is the reason why this guy only wrestles once a year. So, even though Lesnar may come close to winning, yeah, it's really not going to, it's not going to happen. But, with Paul Heyman on his side, and I mean, the Kimura lock and the F5, anything could basically happen. Daniel Bryan versus Triple H is probably going to be the match of the night. These guys are, too, they're going to work very stiff. They're going to basically beat the living crap out of each other. One or two things could happen here. Bryan wins, goes to challenge for the title against Batista and Randy Orton, gives the fans what they want. Or Triple H wins this match, and if Triple H wins this match, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that he's going to win the WWE title back. If Triple H wins the title back, then that leaves the door open for the Bryan-Triple H feud to continue, and this time mean a lot more, considering it'll be over the WWE title. So as much as I would like Bryan to win, I think it'd be much cooler to see Bryan fight Triple H for the title. So I think some shenanigans are going to happen here. Somebody's going to interfere, somebody's going to play a role in Bryan losing. The fans are going to be pissed, and then later on, maybe a month or two from now, they eventually face off for the World Heavyweight title. The main event couldn't be any more flaccid. I have nothing against Randy Orton and Batista. I think they're both good workers. I think Randy Orton's a much better worker than Batista. I think Batista's overrated, but they both represent a nice cross-section of millennial superstars. They both went, like, kind of separate ways after, you know, their faction broke up with Triple H and Ric Flair. Batista kind of languished a little bit, went and made some movies and stuff. Randy Orton's never left the WWE. He's the champion. He's a good champion. He's an excellent worker in the ring, but his gimmick lately hasn't been working. He needs to find something that works. Batista hasn't been as over as the WWE expected him to be. So that's the reason why this is a triple threat, because you need either the injection of Triple H or Daniel Bryan to make this an interesting match. Bottom line is, Orton does not leave WrestleMania as champion. Batista is not leaving as champion either. Whoever wins the Daniel Bryan Triple H match is pretty much going to win the title. That's my prediction. So overall, the bottom half of the card looks extremely weak, but the last four matches, the Bray Wyatt, John Cena, Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker, Daniel Bryan versus Triple H, and the main event, the three-way main event, all look to be great, like 15, 20-minute matches. So, if those last four matches that I just mentioned are something that you're intrigued by, then this will be a great pay-per-view. If you're looking to be wowed every single match, this is definitely not the pay-per-view for that to happen.